Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Kyle Griffin with me from Nationwide Insurance, and we're going to talk, kind of get deep into the insurance world because it sure is a changing world there too. Of course, talk about some new listings and some hot things going on, and get right back with you. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Kyle, thanks for being here, man.
Hey, not a problem, Scott. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate all you've been helping us quite a bit lately, and I certainly enter my customers, my clients, and we appreciate that a bunch.
Well, I'm glad I'm able to help.
But look, before we get started, and I appreciate this opportunity. We got you in a townhouse.
Yes, sir.
Are you liking it?
Oh, yes. I love it. And it's just easy to get to everything that I want to. And it's just really just good for my age bracket.
Well, you know, we Mitchell and I built those over there.
Right.
And did it. And I think the location's awesome because it's kind of central San Angelo.
Yes, absolutely.
But, like I told you, I've been the one when we're building the house for 6 months. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know, I mean, it's low maintenance.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, well, I'm glad you're and thank you for being there.
Hey, not a problem. I'm glad it could be.
Getting to some stuff. And folks, I'm going to tell you just what happened this last, I guess, I'll say this last week, it was last month already. Boy, this time's flying by. But I had a couple of people that are buying houses. And we're getting close to the closing. And they get their HUD, and they get their quote from their insurance company. And I looked at one, and I mean, it almost affected them from buying the house to get qualified.
Right.
Because the payment was so much more than we anticipated. I know I gave your card out.
Absolutely.
And apparently, I don't know the whole story, but you probably do, but it was like $2,000 cheaper than what they were quoted from their normal insurance person.
Right.
I mean, in $2,000, folks, you know, you do that by the math, you know, that's almost $200 a month. And you add that onto your payment, your monthly payment, that literally can affect you whether you can qualify for your house or not.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's talk about a little bit. Let's start from just the beginning of the insurance world if we can.
Okay.
Well, before I even do that, tell me your little quote. I thought that was a pretty cool quote.
Well, I actually came up this last night, Scott, and what I wrote down was, don't let Murphy's Law give you the runaround.
And is that not good? Because Murphy's Law is there.
Right, but absolutely.
And if you depend on it, something like that will happen. So good little quote.
Well, thank you.
Okay, back to our insurance world. First off, I know deductibles are a big thing.
Right.
Especially with the hail situation mm-hmm. that just came through San Angelo. Can you kind of explain a little bit about less deductible, more deductible?
Right.
What's covered, what's not covered?
Right. Well, the deductibles actually range from, you know, just a vast majority of a lot of different things. But, you know, long story short, if the deductible is higher, the premium is going to be lower and vice versa. But the deductibles aren't really what's governing the whole threshold of the whole policy. Really, it's the inspections. And that's why Nationwide is so particular on their inspections, because they make sure that everything is in good standing so we don't get to that point. And, you know, we don't want no one have to go through a hardship, have to go through changing a roof, foundation, anything like that. So that's why we're always so upbeat and on it all the time, just to make sure that we can spot something before it happens. And we try to do that, but of course we don't always do that. And that's where the deductibles come in to help save the day.
Do you actually physically go inspect the property?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's a good thing. So that way, if I have a roof claim, and this actually happened to me on a couple of the rent houses, well, that was prior damage. Well, my question was, why wasn't it checked when I got a new insurance policy?
Right. And Scott, I'm not necessarily a licensed roofer. However, I do have a keen eye for stuff like that. But what I do is, if it's anything is questionable, I call Kirby Hartman. And this guy is just really amazing with the roofs. And he just does a good job. And he tells me every time. And he's just a good guy to work with. And he just really helps me make a good decision.
Well, that's so what you're saying, if there's even an issue, you just get a professional to come check it out.
Correct.
But like, I'm even with you, I'm certainly not a roofer. I would do a horrible job. But I can look when there's big holes in the
right,
roof.
Right, yes.
You can obviously see damage or it's peeling up.
Yes.
We need to get a roofer over there.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you mentioned foundation. I haven't heard an insurance person mention foundation before.
Well, foundations are typically the most particular thing in insurance. Just the reason why is because not many people think that's going to be a problem. They think once the house is built that it's built, that nothing is going to happen. But what they don't know is behind the fridge, let's just say there's an RO leak and no one knows about it, or an air conditioning leak, you know, supposedly, drips on the foundation over time, it's going to crack it. And eventually that could cause a big problem, or underneath the house, let's just say a water line bust and you don't know about it until it comes above. Then, you know, a lot of people are just in a bad situation. They don't have the coverage for it. They didn't know it was going to happen. They get really, you know, hostile, or just there's just so many things that can come out of that. And we like to stress that to people.
Well, and I'm going to kind of follow up with something else, because I've seen more of this in the last couple of years than I've seen in 30 years of real estate.
Right.
We've had a drought. We've had a horrible mm-hmm. drought. You know, we were blessed with a good rain last year, but we still had a horrible drought. We have watering restrictions, mm-hmm. you know, which is the right thing for the city council to be doing.
Absolutely.
But here's your but. If you don't keep a pretty constant on your soil around your house, what's going to happen? You're going to have foundation problems.
Yes, absolutely.
And I mean, I looked at a house for a friend of mine just the other day. The house was built 24 years ago. there was never an issue at all until this last drought, and they quit watering. And see, this is the horrible thing. Do never, ever quit completely watering.
Right.
Even like in Dallas, I know a lot of the new houses, they put them, but you don't have to sprinkle your yard, but you have to do a sprinkler on the new constructions around your house.
Right.
To where you have that constant, especially when we have clay soil in San Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for your insurance guy, because you're like what he's saying, he goes out there and there's some bad stuff, that's going to be a situation for your insurance too now.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, Nationwide, that's one of their key coverages. They offer so much more than a lot of other companies. So it's really good lookout for them.
Okay, and you say much more. Let's get some of the details on what that is.
Well, Nationwide, a lot of companies, you have to actually endorse a foundation coverage, you know, policy or any kind of flood policies or anything like that. But Nationwide's typical policy for homeowners, that comes along with it. You don't have to endorse nothing. That's just part of your coverage. And a lot of people don't necessarily understand the value of that because a lot of other companies don't. And Nationwide is an A-plus demographic and statistics type company. So they want the best and they also want to prevent the worst from happening.
That makes good sense right there. One deal that's been an issue, in fact, I just had an issue on one of our rentals. The tenants called it was water mm-hmm. on the floor. So we sent the guy over there and right at the base where the 2x4, I guess, because the seacrone, however you say that word, you know, and it was right next to the copper.
Yes, sir.
So it messed it up. So he cut that out. Well, he had to break out some of the cement because obviously it's cement level. You got to get below
right,
it to fix
right.
it. The insurance denied the claim because they said it was in the slab. Well, it wasn't in the slab, but you had to hurt the slab to do it. So they didn't cover. My question to you, especially on water leaks, I know mm-hmm. that's always been a big deal. If it's not a bad bed problem, should you not turn it into your insurance company?
Oh, you should always make it notified. Anytime that you ever, the first sign of anything going wrong, you should always take documentation, especially with anything that deals with a home. You know, take documentation of it, let your insurance agent know, make the correct calls, but your insurance agent will channel you in the right direction. And you always just want to make sure that you're safer than not safe. Better safe than sorry.
Because I know a little bit. The CLUE reports, I'm not real familiar with this, but I know this, like if I make a claim on one of the houses, mm-hmm. it goes into some reports in
right,
the sky,
right.
and then every insurance company can get that.
Right. It's just, it's the same thing as Carfax, but just a different, you know, just a different realm. Cars and homes. It's the same exact thing, just Carfax for home.
That's an excellent way to describe it.
Right.
Because the point I want to make, would I have, and I think we've talked about this before, this was years ago. We had a horrible hailstorm here.
Mm-hmm, we sure did.
And we were listing a bunch of houses, and we'd go in there, and there's two different stories. It's funny because they both went to Ruidoso. This is how I remember it so well. I said, have you had any insurance? And, you know, we have a form now that we have to sign. Have you had a claim on insurance that you've, you know, got and not taken care of the repairs?
Right.
And the seller has to sign off that yes or no, they haven't. We hope the answer is no, they haven't. But I was amazed at how many people said, well, did you get a check from the insurance company? Yeah, I got an $8,000 check. I said, okay, did you fix your roof? Well, no, my roof's fine. Now, I'm pretty sure Nationwide or anybody else is not going to give you a check for $8,000 if the roof is fine.
Right. No, they're not. And that's why a lot of the insurance companies are cracking so heavily on the privacy issues and just really, you know, people misrepresenting the product because people come in and just think insurance places are a bank, and that's not the issue. And the more that people actually do that, the stricter things are going to get and the harder it is to actually get your money.
And, well, and what we, while we're going to bring up the CLUE report,
mm-hmm.
folks, if you get it and you say, well, I'm going to go to Timbuktu real insurance person, they're going to know.
Right.
This
yes.
is something you need to disclose.
Yes,
you need
absolutely.
To be and it needs to, if you've got it, if you had a claim on your roof and they paid you for a roof, you need to put a new roof on.
Absolutely.
Because they won't be able to get new insurance with you or anybody else, correct?
Right, absolutely. And that's where the white side and greed side comes together. It has to meet harmony. And if it doesn't, then there's, you know, obviously an inconsistency.
Cool. Let's talk about, you have some list of that I know for me.
Yes. Basically, I just kind of wanted to touch up on a few things. You know, obviously, San Angelo is upon an increase in population. And with that being said, you know, real estate demands obviously are going to be skyrocketing as well. And there's definitely going to be a lot of buyers and sellers. And, you know, I thought a good pertinent information for the sellers, you know, for any buyer, is that they want to set their buyer up for the most success on the insurance side. Because just like you said earlier, a lot of times it's a deciding factor in the whole equation. So with that being said, you want to make sure that you want to set your buyer up for success through the inspections. You know, make sure your roof is good before you sell your home. You know, make sure there's no unnecessary debris or anything like that. And also make sure your fence lines are up, you know, in a residential neighborhood. You know, no chipped exterior paint, and just, you know, make sure your trees aren't on your roof. Just simple things like that can make the light and day difference.
And Kyle, I agree with you 1,000,000%, because let me tell you what's going to happen. if you list a house and it's in all that bad rapport, people are going to offer less money.
Right.
Because it looks bad.
Right.
Guess what they're going to ask for? All those repairs to be done before closing anyway.
Absolutely.
So you're going to end up paying for them most of the time. And you're 100% right. I didn't think about the insurance aspect of it, but from the selling aspect of it, Kyle's 100% correct to do the, you know, the shiny nickel gets picked up. You know, that's just what it is.
It just saves everyone from a headache.
But I never even really thought about the insurance aspect of it because somebody's got to get it fixed to get it insured correctly.
Absolutely, and they definitely need insurance.
And so the rates, let's talk about different rates and different plans.
Okay.
We'll start with homeowners and then we'll go to renters.
Okay.
Okay, homeowners, we have what variable? I know there's like an ABC or well, different schedules and different replacement costs, not replacement cost.
Well, we have replacement costs and then we have actual, you know, actual cost. You know, across the spectrum of coverages and how much you're actually talking, you know, exact prices, you know, I couldn't exactly give you that answer in all honesty. It fluctuates across the board, but long story short, we have enough platforms to give you the best price and the best product for you. And we solely believe that, and it's going to be moderate and it's definitely going to be competitive.
I want to talk about replacement costs in just a minute, but we got to take a quick break and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Okay.